So some people can't trust Krishna because they feel he's unpredictable, maybe even erratic. So how can they develop trust in Krishna? So there is, we could say, cultural faith, and there is cultural faith, there is philosophical faith, and then there's experiential faith. I'm just using these terms, I'll explain the concepts. Cultural faith means we have been brought up in a family where it is pious, or in a culture where it's religious. You should go to a temple, go to a church, go to a mosque, whatever, and worship God. But this faith is actually, this faith is largely based on a materialistic conception. That means if you worship God, good things will happen in your life. If you worship God, like in our entire temples in India, you know, April is the month of exams. And before that, hundreds of students come to the temple. Why? Oh God, please help me pass in this exam. So what has happened? It's good, at least they're coming at that time to the temple. But their conception is, God is meant to provide good things for me in this world. And with this vision, it's good to have some faith in God. But in this world, ultimately, material things are not going to last. Okay, even if one thing, two thing, three thing, four things are provided, how long are the things going to be there? How long are things going to come? This world is a place of limited things. Once there was a devotee's child who stopped chanting, and then that devotee took that child to the spiritual master and said, "Maharaj, he stopped chanting." He says, "Why did you stop chanting?" He says, "You know, there was an India-Pakistan cricket match, and I prayed to Krishna that India should win. But India lost. Therefore, I stopped chanting." So then that Maharaj told him that, "Actually, you know, there was a boy like you in Pakistan who was praying to Krishna, let Pakistan win. And he prayed more than you. That's why Pakistan won." So the point is that actually at the materialistic, at a material level, you know, all our desires can never be fulfilled. Even many of our desires may not be fulfilled. So when there is this cultural faith, which is non-philosophical, then sooner or later it will be thwarted. Because in the real conduct of life, if we expect God to fulfill our desire, the desires will not be fulfilled. At least some desires sooner or later will not be fulfilled. And you'll think, what am I doing? And at that time, there are two options. One is, we may go down, become atheistic, or we may study scripture, become philosophical. When we become philosophical, what does it mean? That means that Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita that this world is dukkhalaya, that this world is a place of misery. So if a devotee studies scripture and devotee comes to know, one of Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he writes in one of his articles, he said, "I went to many spiritual organizations and I came to ISKCON and I heard in the Sunday Fist class, this world is a place of misery." He said, "At last someone is speaking the truth. Everybody is saying, oh, you will enjoy, you'll enjoy. But you know, yes, there is some enjoyment. There's a lot of misery also. Everybody sugarcoats the misery. So if there is misery, if we experience misery in the world, and scripture tells us this world is a miserable place, now we say, yeah, what scripture is saying is true. But scripture doesn't leave us with this, that this world is a place of misery. It tells us that actually, by taking shelter of Krishna, we can transcend the misery. Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasadat darishyasi. Krishna says in 18.58, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. So now, a devotee thinks, yes, I have experienced one half of scripture's teaching, that this world is a place of misery. Now let me try to experience the other half. That by becoming absorbed in Krishna, by taking shelter of Krishna, I will transcend misery. Let me see if this works out. And in this way, a devotee takes greater shelter of Krishna. And when the devotee takes greater shelter of Krishna, then the faith rises to realized faith. Realized faith means that not that the problem goes away just by taking shelter of Krishna. Rather, even amidst the problem, you know, we experience relief, we experience shelter. So it's extremely cold outside, we're trembling. And then we come in a room which is warm and cozy. The cold is there still outside. But when we come inside the room, we feel relief. Like that, our life may be filled with problems. But if we just shift our thoughts towards Krishna, we focus on Krishna. Madashraya kathamrishta shunvanti kathayanti chitapanti vividhastapa naitan madgata chetasaha. Krishna says that those devotees who absorb, Lord Kapila Dev says in the Bhagavatam, that those devotees who absorb their consciousness in me through hearing and chanting, tapanti vividhastapa, the various miseries of life do come upon us. But naitan madgata chetasaha, because their consciousness is absorbed in me, so the devotee doesn't suffer. So if we are expecting Krishna to be a provider and protector of all the material things that we want, then we will feel that Krishna is unpredictable, Krishna is erratic, Krishna doesn't care, or Krishna doesn't even exist. But if you study the philosophy and you take shelter of Krishna, then our faith will rise to the philosophical level and then the realize or the experiential level, where we will see that yes, this world is a place of misery, but Krishna is a God of mercy. And even amidst this misery, He gives me shelter. And that way, that's the whole message of the Bhagavatam. See, the Bhagavatam is actually, as I said, a very extraordinary book. It doesn't end. Normally, Ramayana, Mahabharata say there's a battle between good and evil, and the good wins, and God helps the good win. But there's nothing like that in the main storyline of the Bhagavatam. The character is sentenced to die and he dies. So, you know, what is God doing? So the Bhagavatam's thrust is that death is inevitable in this world. But through spiritual sound, through absorption in the supreme spiritual reality, brought about by spiritual sound, we can rise above the misery of death. That's the whole message of the Bhagavatam in a sense. So that's why if somebody is simply staying at the cultural level in faith, then they will have these questions. But if they associate with devotees and understand the philosophy, then the adversities of this world will actually increase their faith in Krishna. Because not that Krishna will remove, not because Krishna will remove the obstacles. Krishna can do that. But more importantly, Krishna will give us strength even within the obstacles. So the same obstacle, if we had faced it when we were not practicing bhakti, it would have crushed us. The same obstacle when we face when we are practicing bhakti, we realize that we have developed by Krishna's mercy an inner toughness by which we can face it, by which we can grow through it. So devotee's attitude is that don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is. Shift the focus. And you'll find that Krishna is there to help us always. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?